Hey, welcome to the Vineyard, everybody. Welcome to those of you joining us online. My name is Kevin. I'm one of the pastors. If I can speak to the online Vineyard family for just a moment, I miss you. And for those of you I haven't met yet, I miss you too. So look, I want to ask you if you'd do me a favor. If you could text in a picture of yourself to the text number that we use all the time, you see it coming up on screen. Text me a picture of yourself and maybe your family along with your name, okay? And here's what I'm going to do with that. I am going to cover my office walls so I can see you every day. So I miss you, so send it in. Text it in if you can. And so this weekend, we are in a series called 23 and Me. It's a series on the 23rd Psalm. And even if you've never opened the Bible before, even if you've never been to church before, chances are you've probably heard of this psalm. It starts out, "The Lord is my shepherd." And for those of you who were with us last weekend, "The Lord is my shepherd," how's it go? "I lack nothing." That's what we talked about last weekend. And last weekend was a message about, we called last weekend, "Leaving Worry Behind." And look, if you missed last weekend, no worries. That was a joke. So you can still catch it. You can catch the message, you can watch it on YouTube, you can go to our website, you can pick up last weekend's message. And so, you know, most of us can remember when COVID happened, March of last year. Everything shut down almost overnight. We couldn't go to school, we couldn't go to our jobs, we couldn't go to church, we couldn't eat at restaurants, we couldn't go to the gym, couldn't travel. Everybody staying home, working from home, schooling from home. And initially, people were loving it, right? They loved the change of pace for about 2 weeks. Then everybody was going stir crazy. "We want to go. We want to do. We're sick of being home." I even heard from one friend that said, "I miss my hour-long commute." Now, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. People hate their families. No, I'm just playing. that's not what's going on. But here's what's going on, that as a nation, right? As a nation, we just don't know how to relax. Especially here in Miami. That we just always on the go, always on the move, always involved in the next thing, always chasing the next dollar. Always involved in the next thing, always trying to get upwardly mobile, corner office with the window, new larger house. We're always pushing, always pressing. So let me throw a stat at you. So with all the modern conveniences we have right now, like we didn't have 50 years ago, right? Modern, like dishwashers and microwaves and Roombas. Okay, so with all the modern conveniences we have now that we didn't have 50 years ago, do you think we get more or less sleep than we got 50 years ago? All right, online, come on in the chat, online, but more or less. Okay, in this room, more or less sleep than we got 50 years ago? Less. You are right, less. So we have all these modern conveniences that we didn't have 50 years ago. We get less sleep. So here's my second question. How much less sleep do you think we get a night than we did 50 years ago? Anybody? 2 hours less sleep a night than we did 50 years ago. Because why? Because we're always on the go. We got work to do. We got social media to engage with. We got TikToks to watch. We've got imposters to find among us. You didn't think I knew that, did you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just, look, folks, we just don't know how to relax. But you go, whoa, time out there, preacher boy. You go, wait, I thought I'm supposed to be productive. I thought I'm supposed to like use the gifts and talents God has given me and produce and be productive. And I thought that's what God wanted. True, but he also wants us to get our rest. Here's something to think about. Have you ever considered that God considers rest as important as all the rest? that God considers rest as important as all the rest. In fact, he might consider it more important than the rest. I want to talk about that today. So I would love it if you would locate an outline. And you can do that by, if you're online, your online host can help you with that. If you're here in this room, or even online, you can find the outline on our app, our Miami Vineyard Church app. And there's a QR code coming up on screen. There's a QR code in the seat back in front of you. And I would love it if you would just locate that app. You can download the app. And on the app is the outline in English and in Spanish. And especially today, you might want to use that app because we're going to be unpacking a word today here in just a moment. We're going to be unpacking this word relax here in just a moment. So you might want to locate that app today. I want you to notice a verse on the top of the outline from Psalm 23. This is what we're in, the series 23 and Me. Psalm 23, look what it says. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green. Notice, green pastures. For me, he makes me lie down in green and gold pastures, but that's another story. He... Packers won yesterday. Just thought I'd drop that in there. So look, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. So I want you to notice this phrase. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Question. Has God ever had to make you take a break? Has God ever had to force you off the hamster wheel just to take a break? Because as our good shepherd, he's our good shepherd. Our good shepherd cares about us. He wants what's best for us. And so he will, from time to time, he will force us to take a break. Why? Because we're pushing too hard. We're running at too many RPMs. And it is not healthy to be living that way. How many parents do we have in the room today? Parents. Okay, how many parents are online? If you're online right now watching us, if you're a parent, put in the chat, I'm a parent. Celebrate, in fact, I'm a parent. Okay, let me see the hands again in this room. How many parents we got in this room today? Okay, parents. Let me ask you a question, parents. Have you ever had to make your kids go to bed even though they didn't want to? Yeah, how many times, right? Why? Because you know they need to get their rest. Because if they don't get their rest, what's going to happen? Yeah, cranky. They're going to be miserable, and they're going to make everyone around them miserable. Now, the same thing happens to us. When we don't get our proper rest, we are cranky. We are miserable, and we make everyone around us miserable as well. So, if that's all true, why don't we get enough rest? You're going, oh, but Pastor Kevin, that's a great question. There's a lot of reasons, but here's the biggie. Somehow, we have just, our identity is kind of messed up. But somehow, in the midst of all of this, we think our identity is all about what we do and what we accomplish. And so we're going after all of this, and we try to find our identity in what we do. Like, we try to find it in our job. We try to find it in our degree. We try to find it in a house. We try to find our identity in a bank account or number of friends and followers on social media. See, a lot of people confuse their value with their valuables. Tweet that. A lot of people confuse their value with their valuables. And not just what you have, but your degree and this and that and the other. And so we're pressing. And folks, when we get this confused, when we get our identity confused, it's a mess. In fact, look what Jesus said. Jesus said, watch out. He means be careful. He means con mucho cuidado. He says, watch out. He says, always be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Because look what he says, because I love this. Your life is not defined by how much you make or the things you own. Your life is not defined by that. It's not defined. See, at some point, we've got to decide what's going to give us value. At some point, we've got to make that decision. At some point. A couple thousand years ago, the wisest and wealthiest man who ever lived, Okay, he would put Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk combined to shame. He was that wealthy. He had everything he ever wanted. And he said, and he kept chasing more. And you know what he said, Solomon? You know what he said? He said, it's like chasing the wind. All this stuff we try to go after and try to accumulate. And Jesus was very clear. He said, look, your life is not defined by that. You want Pastor Kevin? Okay, so what do we do about it? Okay. Today, what I want to do today is I want to give you a prescription to relax. Now, you don't have to go to CVS or Walgreens to pick it up. Okay, there's not even a copay. It's free. I want to give you a prescription today on how to relax. And I'm just going to spell out the word R-E-L-A-X. So if you've got that outline on that app, you might want to pull it out right now because we're just going to unpack R-E-L-A-X. Here we go. Here's letter R. If you're taking notes, here's letter R. How do I relax? Letter R, remember. Remember my value to God. That's letter R. Remember my value to God. Now, this is so important. This is so key because if we don't remember our value, if we don't know our value, we're going to allow everyone and everything else around us to determine our value. And so much of our value we find is based on our performance. And it always seems it's so difficult living in this country because everybody's after this. Everybody's chasing this. It's like everybody's doing this. And it's almost like you're swimming upstream. It's a big challenge. But think about this for a moment. Okay, when you meet somebody for the first time, right? Back before COVID, when you actually could meet people, right? You meet somebody for the first time. Okay, after their name, what's the first question you ask somebody? Are you single? No, that's not the question. The first question is, what do you do? What do you do? Right? What do you do? As if somehow what we do and our job defines us. Now, look, our jobs help to define us, no question about it, but it's not the ultimate definition of who you are. No job defines you. No performance defines you. That's not what defines you. And so we find ourselves in this precarious position of our value and our identity being attached to our job and our performance. But God says, if you want to relax, you got to get off that treadmill. And we got to remember how valuable we are to God. So let's think about this. Just how valuable are you? Well, first of all, your heavenly Father created you. And God don't make no junk. All right? You can applause for that. He doesn't make any junk. He made you. In fact, look what the Bible says. Look what the Bible says in this next verse, Ephesians 2:10. We are God's masterpiece. Do you realize this? That every human being is created in the image of God. You know, this series is called 23andMe. It's not a series about DNA, but you know 23andMe is about DNA. Think about this. We are created in the image of God, which means this. We carry with us a piece of God. We carry with us the DNA of God. The reason you're a masterpiece is because you carry with you a piece of the master. Tweet that. You carry with you a piece of the master. That's why you're a masterpiece. Every human being is created in the image of God. Now, I know some of you in this room and joining me online right now, some of you have a difficult time believing this. You want to believe it, but somehow there's this voice in your mind that tells you, I'm a nobody. Maybe growing up, somebody says something to you, a parent, a teacher, a coach, somebody else. You're nothing. You're never going to amount to anything. You're nobody. And the back of your mind, you heard those words. And the back of your mind, you filed that away. And you said this, I'll show them. And now for the rest of your life, you are proving your worth because I'm going to show them. And you're proving yourself and proving yourself. Some of you are trying to please a parent. Can I say this? Who's unpleasable? You're never going to please them. But you're working your whole life to pleasing them. Some of you, your parents have passed away, and you're still trying to please a parent who's dead. Folks, it's a hamster wheel that we're never going to get off of. God says, you have value. You have value. And you got this little voice that says, I'm gonna prove my worth. Or others of you, right? Others of you. Maybe you were compared to somebody else. Why can't you be like your brother? Why can't you be like your sister? Why can't you be like Tio Pepe? Oh, here's one. Why can't you be like Pastor Kevin? Right. Ask my wife. She can tell you some stuff. Right. So we get these things and they drive us and we get in this performance wheel. Now you got to catch this. You don't have to prove your worth. You already have worth because God says you have worth. God created you. Jesus died for you. The Holy Spirit lives within you. You have worth. Jesus died for you. The Holy Spirit lives within you. You have worth. And until we get that, we're going to try to find it in every other spot. We try to find it in what our spouse thinks about us. Well, our spouse isn't God. Hate to break it to you. I married an angel, but it's not God. Until we realize our worth and what God says about us. Look, when we believe this, it's an absolute game changer. So I want to do something right now. Right here in the middle of the message, I want us to do something right now. Those of us in the room, those of us online, I want to ask you to do something right now. Can I ask you right now just to bow your heads for just a moment? In the room, online, maybe just bow your heads for just a moment. Maybe close your eyes and take a deep breath, right? Just take a deep breath. Because I want to just say just a simple prayer right here, right now, in the middle of this message. Holy Spirit, I pray that you'd come now. Come in this space, whatever space we find ourselves in. God, come into our space. And I want you to, I just want to come against the lies that you have believed for who knows how many years. And I just want you to say these words to yourself inside your mind. Say these words, I am loved by God. Say those words in your mind. I am loved by God. And now I want you to say them with me out loud. Ready? Say them out loud. I am loved by God. Say with me again. I am loved by God. And God, I pray right now that you would sear those words into our souls, into our minds, into our hearts, that we would know that we are loved by you. Amen. For some of you, that's thousands and thousands of dollars worth of counseling right there. I am loved by God. I wish I had time to tell you my own story about how this transformed me, changed me, maybe into the person I am today. I'm not worried about all that stuff anymore. So here we go, letter E. Ready? We're going to spell it relax. Letter E. Here's letter E. Enjoy what I already have. Now, this is the principle of contentment. And contentment doesn't come naturally to humans. We are not naturally content. We are naturally discontent. Now, this past year of COVID has helped with this. It has. We couldn't go. We couldn't do. We couldn't do all the stuff we want to go and do. So we were forced to be home and to kind of enjoy what we have, right? We were kind of forced. But there was Amazon. it any wonder why Amazon stock doubled this past year? This is a true story. I heard about an Amazon delivery guy. And a lot of these Amazon delivery people, they do kind of the same route all the time, deliver the same homes all the time. And this Amazon delivery guy was delivering, you know, the same route all the time. And he delivered to this one house every day. Every day there was something that got delivered to this house every day. And finally there was one day that he made no deliveries at this house. And he made his last round of the houses and still no package for this house. So he went up and he knocked on the door of the house. And when somebody came to the house, he said, "I just want to make sure you're all still alive." That's a true story. He was concerned because they were getting some every day. Look what this next verse says. It says, all of us should enjoy what we have worked for. It's God's gift. And look at the next one. Look at the words of Jesus. Jesus said, what I'm trying to do here is to get you to, what's the word? Relax. To not be so preoccupied with getting so that you can respond to God's giving. Letter E, enjoy what I already have. Here's letter L, just spell out relax. Limit my work to 6 days a week. You're going, Pastor Kevin, I got too much to do. Okay. What if I told you that God could do more with 6 days if you give him the seventh? Let me say that again. What if I told you that God could do more with 6 days if you give him the seventh? That if we would trust God, that he's the good shepherd. That's what this whole thing is about. He's the good shepherd. He leads. He feeds. He meets needs. We talked about this last week. He leads. He feeds. He meets needs. That's what the good shepherd does. What if I told you that God would bless your life even more if you take one day off a week and don't work? But Pastor Kevin, I got to work 7 days. There's no way Pastor Kevin, there's just not a chance. What if I told you that if you trust God and you do it God's way, if you take one day off, that God's going to bless your life even more? You're going, Pastor Kevin, that sounds too good to be true. God thought it was so important that we take one day off a week, that he put it in his top 10 list, the Ten Commandments. Look what he says. He says, you have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is to be a day of rest dedicated to me. You know, I learned something very interesting this week. Do you realize this? Our hearts actually beat differently every 7 days. That our biology is set up in such a way that our hearts beat a little differently every 7 days. We're on a 7-day cycle. We experience weekly fluctuations in blood pressure, blood chemistry, body temperature, and stress hormones. We are biologically wired for a day of rest. And God knows that. And that's why he put in the Ten Commandments. And God says, look, if you don't get off the hamster wheel once a week, he said, it's not going to be good for you. See, here's the deal. We don't break God's commandments. They break us. Tweet that. We don't break God's commandments. They break us. And so God said, look, I set it up this way for you, so you can have some time, so you can take a day off. Now, look, your Sabbath, day off is called a Sabbath. Your Sabbath doesn't have to be on a Sunday. It doesn't have to be on a Saturday. It doesn't matter what day it is. It's just one day a week. My Sabbath isn't Sunday. I'm working Sundays. I'm working Saturdays. My Sabbath is Monday. And on Monday, because I work at church, 6 days a week, I consumed with church. So guess what I don't think about on Mondays? Church. Hate to break it to you, but I'm not thinking about you on Monday. You consume me the rest of my days, but I ain't thinking about you on Mondays. Now, I'm not saying forget about God on your Sabbath. I don't forget about God, but I forget about my work on Mondays. I'm trying not to do any texts. I'm trying not to do any emails on Monday. I'm taking my wife on a date on Mondays to Publix. And I'm such a romantic guy. Look Listen, I'm going to make a promise to you. Some of you know that when we honor God with the first 10% of our income, God blesses all the rest in ways that we would not believe. When you honor God and taking one day off a week, he's going to bless your life in ways that you would not believe. You got to trust him. He's the good shepherd. I didn't make the rules. I'm just telling you what they are. He's the good shepherd. Here's letter A. Relax, right? Relax, relax. Here's letter A of relax. Adjust my values. Now, I wish I had more time to talk about this one, but we'll be talking more about this in the weeks to come. But look what Jesus says in Mark 8:36. He said, what good is it for a man or woman to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? What good is it for somebody to go after and chase after everything and find success, but you lose what's most important to you? Today is my anniversary. Now, not my wedding anniversary. Today is my anniversary of when I became lead pastor of this church. Today, January 17th. So I've been lead pastor here now for 28 years. I started when I was 7, just if you're doing your math. Can I tell you, when I first started, I had a lot to figure out. I mean, I took this church over, it was a small church, and just trying to get it off the floor and get it off the ground, and I was pouring every ounce of energy into this church. At the same time, my wife is having all these kids. I don't know how it's happening, but we had 5 kids in 8 years. That's really quick. So she's at home taking care of all these kids, and I'm pouring my life into this church, pouring my life into the leaders, pouring my life into everything at this church, trying to make this church happen. And guess what I was forgetting about? The most important things in my life, which is my wife and which is my kids. I didn't forget about them. I loved them. But I wasn't giving them the priority that they needed. And I wasn't even seeing it. And thank God for some people I had in my life who loved me enough to look at me and say, dude, what you're doing is not healthy. You've got to give some priority to your wife. You've got to give some priority to your kids. You can't. You've got to do this. And I thank God for a wife that loves me, and I thank God for a group of people in my life who could speak truth to me. And things began to change, and it took me a while, but I started getting the right balance in my life. It's God first, spouse second, kids third, then everything else. That's the priorities of our life. God first, spouse second, if you got a spouse. If you got kids, kids next, then everything else in our life. But I thank God for those people in my life. But let me ask you a question today. Do you have anybody in your life who knows you well enough to be able to have that kind of conversation with you? You're going, Pastor Kevin, where do I find those kinds of people? You find them right here at Miami Vineyard Community Church. You find them right here. You find them in small groups, whether the small group is in person, whether the small group is online. You find them right here at this church family, whether in person or online. So we have right now, our small group season begins next month. But right now, we're having signups for small groups. What's a small group? 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 people meet together weekly, every other week, talk about life, talk about the Bible, share their stories a little bit. You get to meet some people who are on the same spiritual journey you are. So I would love it if every one of us in this church family would be in a small group of some kind. So after the service today, if you're in person, you can go out to the lobby and you can find a small group. But if you're online today, I want to encourage you, or even in this room today, if you go to our app, just tap on the Miami Vineyard app. At the very top of the app, it says join a small group. And right there is all the listing of all the small groups that we have available, different nights, different days, who's leading the groups, what times they meet. It's all right there on your app, right there, all right there. You can join a small group right there on the app. So I want to encourage you, And I really want to invite you to make this part of your New Year's resolution. I'm going to be in a small group this year. I'm going to try it for 6 weeks. And I'm going to see what happens. Because I need people in my life. Because we are better together. Here's letter X of relax. We're going to be done with this. Here's letter X. Exchange my restlessness for God's peace. Did you know that sheep don't like to lay down? Sheep hate to lay down. And the Bible says we're like sheep. We hate to lay down. But Psalm 23 says, he makes me lie down. Now look, it doesn't say he makes me lie down in the mud. He makes me lie down in the messy stuff. No, he makes me lie down where? In what? In green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. So God will put us in those positions. Now, and folks, look, it's not just our physical fatigue that's a problem. It's also our emotional fatigue and our spiritual fatigue. And no amount of rest is going to cure that. I've heard a lot of people say, I need a vacation. That might help. But what you need is more than a vacation. You need a relation, a relationship to Jesus Christ. He's the good shepherd. He's the one that's going to lead you. Notice the words of Jesus here, this final verse. And Jesus said, are you tired? Are you worn out? You burned out? Come to me. Get away with me and you recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Would you pray with me today for just a moment? Holy Spirit, I pray you'd come in this space, in your space, online, wherever your space is right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Just let the peace of God be upon you right now. Because God is in this space, he's in your space. Just let the peace of God be upon you right now. You know, the real key here in all of this is knowing the Good Shepherd, being one of his sheep. And we're not automatically one of his sheep. We're one of his sheep when we ask to be, when we choose to be. And if there's never been a time in your life where you said, I want Jesus to be my shepherd. I want to be in a relationship with this shepherd. I want to be in a relationship with Jesus. If there's never been a time in your life where you prayed a prayer like this, then I would love it if you'd pray this prayer with me right now, just inside. Say, Jesus, today, I want you to be my shepherd. I want to be your sheep. I want you to be my good shepherd. I want you to do for me what we're talking about here. Jesus, I might have heard about you. I might have known about you. But today, Jesus, I want to know you personally in a real way. So Jesus, today, the best way I know how, I commit my life to you. And God, I thank you for the peace and the presence, God, that you're bringing into our lives today. And I pray all these things today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen.